Thursday morning, 97.9 FM, WCHL, that's right, that's along with Fred Kiger.
Who?
Fred Kiger.
If I heard that.
Fred Wagoner.
Oh, if I
Kiger.
Heard that, I knew I was in big trouble.
I know. It was your mom.
Fred Wagoner Kiger.
Calling you to come in at the end of the day.
No.
Fred Wagoner Kiger. No, get your butt in here.
No, she never did that. But she wasn't afraid to. Did you ever get switched? I got switched.
No. You got switched at birth?
No. Oh, I did do that.
I had.
Remember, they gave me to the wrong mother my first day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So
I was switched.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem. But anyway, no, I used to get, you know, my mom and dad, we were of the generation where you got spanked.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I used to, that was threatened sometimes.
Yeah.
You want me to go get a switch?
Oh, my mom would. Oh, I'd have to go get my own switch.
Yeah.
And clean it off for her, and then hand it to her. Now, at the, you know, it wasn't like you're getting clobbered or anything, but
yeah.
the whole act of whatever just kind of freaked you out.
Yeah, you know, we're probably going to get complaints, calls from people about this right now, because that's not the way we parent
these
days.
No, but I know, I understand that. But
yeah.
We were of
that
generation where
right.
It was, you know, and you know what? I never at any point questioned whether my mother or father loved me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I knew I'd messed up and I was being, quote, punished.
I got spanked a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got spanked, got switched, but there was never anything, you know.
You turned out all right.
Well, I did okay.
It was never anything really bad.
No. You know?
I got paddled in class, too.
I got paddled twice in school, yeah.
Yeah, I remember fifth grade. I
forgot to get my gym uniform washed.
Well, I was fifth grade. A couple of other guys and I went downtown to the drugstore and got a fountain drink and a pack of nabs.
Oh, baby.
You know, during class one day.
Yeah, you were living large.
I got in big-time trouble for that.
Ooh. Yeah, you did.
That's the worst paddling I got.
Yikes.
10 years old.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Was it more than one?
More than one?
Did you get popped more than one?
I had a couple of others.
But, I mean, on that particular setting, did you get hit more than once, or was it just one pop?
Oh, no. It was several.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. Mrs. Covington.
You still remember?
Yeah, I do. She made an impression on me.
Yeah. All right, we're doing, how are we going to segue into this? Baseball unofficial mascots.
All right.
This could be a punishing question for some, perhaps.
Have at it, man. I love
baseball it. Unofficial mascots.
All right.
All right. Here we go. What Major League Baseball team was inspired to use the Rally Monkey?
The Rally Monkey?
The Rally Monkey.
I do not remember
what
that.
What Major League Baseball team is inspired to use the Rally Monkey?
I used to do public address announcing for a minor league baseball team in Rocky Mount, and there was a guy who would stand up on the third baseline all the time. He would stand right behind the dugout, and he'd get on the dugout had a tin roof, and he would just pound on that dugout, and he had a stuffed monkey with him all the time. Yeah, 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 yeah! Yeah, 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 yeah! That's what he said all the time, trying to disrupt the pitcher's concentration, you know?
That would disrupt a lot of people.
Yeah, it would, man. He was really annoying.
Well, this is, I'm not sure it's annoying, but the Rally Monkey, if anybody watches ESPN, ESPN has made the Rally Monkey famous.
I don't know the answer to that.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. It's 61% off, $125 for 1 month of unlimited Jiu-Jitsu classes, available now for $49. Head trainer Mozzie's Heyderi has over 30 years martial arts experience. Chapel Hill Gracie Jiu-Jitsu teaches a Brazilian martial art that focuses on practical self-defense techniques. Classes are fun and they're a great workout. It's 61% off from Chapel Hill Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
I don't watch very much Major League Baseball on TV. So what's the answer, Freddie?
All right. What Major League team has been inspired to use the Rally Monkey?
No, that's the question. What's the answer?
Well, I'm supposed to repeat the question. We according to format here. The right. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Really?
Yeah, the Anaheim Angels.
The Rally Monkey?
The Rally Monkey. Introduced June the 6th, 2000, the Angels were trailing the San Francisco Giants 5-4 in the bottom of the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
And then two video board operators, Dean Frolino and Jason Humes, took a clip of a monkey jumping around from the 1994 Jim Carrey movie Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and superimposed the word Rally Monkey on top of it.
Really?
And of course, the Angels rallied. They won the game 6-5. Now the Rally Monkey does his thing out in Anaheim to the House of Pain's Jump Around song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we don't introduce a Rally Monkey at Carolina for basketball games. We got the House of Pain, Jump Around, but we don't have the Rally Monkey. Oh, well, hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
Learn something every day.
See you tomorrow.